Blog Talk Radio.
This is Onyx Queen, and you're listening to the Queen's Lair.
Everybody, I am checking in again. This is your girl, Onyx Queen, checking in on a Monday. It's not a Tuesday, not yet, but it is Monday. And I wanted to come with a little bit of a motivational sort of thing. Sometimes we get down and it's very hard to stay motivated, especially in business. And I definitely have had those days where it's very tough to, you know, to stay motivated, especially when you have people around you who are very unmotivated. So I wanted to come on here today to cover the topic of staying motivated in your business, especially as an entrepreneur. That will be the topic of today's show on the Queen's Lair. So welcome. As I said, it is Monday. It is October 26, 2015. Can you believe that we're like a month into the fall already? Like, I can't even imagine. Like, we're supposed to be changing the time back, I think, this coming weekend. I don't know. I don't even know anymore because that time change thing, ever since they changed the way we change our time, so when we fall back an hour, I get so confused about all of that, but I can feel it coming on because the days are definitely much shorter than they were, and it's getting darker much earlier. So, of course, when we change our time back, it's going to get darker even earlier. So, and you know what? Sometimes that affects your motivation, too. When seasons change, people sometimes get they get sad during the seasons. There's actually a term for it, and seasonal sadness and unmotivated, you know, feelings definitely do affect during the season, especially going into the fall and especially going into winter, especially if you live in a place where winter lasts for a very long time. There's already places that are getting snow right now in parts of the country, which is crazy to me. But I do want to talk about staying motivated in your business, especially as an entrepreneur. Sometimes you have to cut out all that negativity around you. You have to, you know, put a pause button on people when they try to come to you sideways with certain types of conversation. There's a lot of business gossip that goes on. There's, of course, we know personal gossip and personal attacks, but there's also a lot of business gossip as well. Getting together and talking with people about other people's businesses and where you think they are and what they're doing and all that sort of stuff, business gossip, or as they say, shop talk, is very prevalent, you know, in the business world, especially in the entrepreneur world, where people are kind of got their eye on other people who are doing similar or offering similar services that they do. This is something that is so easy to get caught up into. And it leaves you very unmotivated because sometimes you come away so negatively from the conversation, and especially, you know, whoever's contributing to, you know, the demise of whatever's being spoken about, it can leave you very unmotivated, especially if people try to put, a monkey wrench into the things that you're trying to do. I definitely believe that, you know, you speaking things into existence is a real thing, you know, and not that I'm going to say, oh, you're going to break your foot and I point to your foot, and, you know, whatever. We're not talking about that. We're talking about when you have a certain motivation and push behind you, and when you speak things into existence, meaning I'm going to talk about what it is that I'm going to be doing next year. And I'm going to, you may not have an entire plan and the whole entire layout of how said thing is going to go, but you have to stay motivated and push towards putting that plan together and make yourself accountable by telling people, hey, this is what I have going on. I think I'm kind of doing that with my event that I'm having in Toronto during NBA All-Star Weekend. I'm having a natural hair event, and we're doing the Toronto Takeover. I put it out there. There are still fine, you know, lines and things that need to be straightened out and, you know, things that need to be done. But I definitely put it out there to the masses that this is what I'm doing. And by me doing that, which is so amazing, I went to a product launch event yesterday for Paxi Girl Products. Cheyenne Farmer, who is the CEO of the company, was just amazing. She mixes these products in small batches and keeps everything all natural. It was a great event, wonderful turnout. We hung out at the Glamatory over in Smyrna, Georgia, yesterday afternoon, and we just networked, and we talked, and we laughed, and we, you know, sipped on amazing champagne, a cotton candy champagne that was delicious, nice, you know, desserts and food and little bites and everything, and sampling products and buying products and supporting her business. That was so motivating to me, you know, and I talked to them about my event, and lo and behold, you know, when everybody that I talked to about the event wants to get involved. So I really believe that when you put that motivation spirit out there, that people will gravitate to you. You know, she asked my name, and she wanted to get to know people. You know, it wasn't just like, oh, you came to my event. She really was asking people's name when she asked my name. And then she kind of looked at me, and she was like, I know who you are, you know. She's like, I've seen you on Instagram, you know, and even mentioned about my Blackberry Naturals event that I had recently out in Stone Mountain. And, you know, that's what you do. You know, you get together and you motivate each other to build each other's businesses up. You know, and not just women in business, because everybody knows I don't just support women in business. I am a woman in business, so, of course, those are things that are going to be very important to me. But I definitely do support all entrepreneurs. Anybody who is trying to go from a worktopreneur, that's that person that still has that 9-to-5, but their side hustle entrepreneur thing is, you know, up and coming, I support all of that, you know. I was a worktopreneur for quite some time where my 9-to-5 overlapped with the business that I was trying to build, which I now work full-time, and I don't have to go into anybody else's office but my own, you know. And it takes time to get there, but you just have to, you got to stay on that motivated path, you know. And sometimes you have to cut out the negativity around you, and sometimes it's family, honestly. Sometimes it is family. Sometimes it is your best friend. Sometimes it's even your spouse. You know, that if they're not really supporting what you do and getting behind what you're doing, you know, for whatever reason, maybe they want to be doing something and they don't feel they are where they want to be in their career, in their life. There's a myriad of things of why people you know, don't support or find it very hard to support or be, you know, a motivational force in your life. But you can't look to other people to motivate you. You have to find that motivation within yourself. That's just one of those things that you have to stand on your own two feet where that's concerned, because not everybody is going to agree with what you're doing. And people are just going to say, well, why can't you just, you know, collect a not check? Why do you want to be in a situation where you don't know where your next check is going to come from? You know, well, I know where my next check is going to come from because of how hard I work to work with my clients that come to me. And I tell you, when you are motivated and you're up, you know, and you're really doing all the things that you need to do to keep your business going and building your entrepreneur, you know, fortress around you, believe you me, people will come knocking on your door. You won't even have to advertise as much because people will be looking for you because they see you out there and they see what and they say, wow, this person is really doing the thing. You know, they're out there and they're you're putting out this spirit of success, and everyone wants to be tied to a spirit of success, you know. And even when you're failing, you never really fail. You know, the saying that says when you fail forward, which is very true, because it's another step and another rung in you staying motivated to make it to that next level. You know, I don't mind failing. I don't mind something didn't work. I don't mind if, you know, something didn't go as planned, because I learned something from it, and I'm going to take that and parlay it into something positive for another piece of my business or for the next time. You know, so I never really look at things as failing. I just look at things as, you know, things have a season and a time. And sometimes things fail because it wasn't the time. You know, we have to also plan our time very well and when we're going to do things. We want to be the jack of all trades and doing a whole bunch of things, but nothing wrong with doing a whole bunch of things, but we just can't do them all at the same time. So we have to know the seasons of when to do things, know when certain people are going to support you and when they're not going to support you. And you can't get mad when they don't support you, because that, too, can kill your motivation as well. You can't put energy into the angry side of things, you know. But I had posted something on my Instagram this morning, and I just want to read it, and I'm going to end with that, because this was just a little quick, little kind of Monday motivation pick-me-up. But I posted on Instagram today, I posted, what you love, you empower. What you fear, you empower. What you empower, you attract. And that speaks volumes. So what you love, you empower. What you fear, you empower. What you empower, you attract. So if you have all of these fears, you're putting a whole lot of energy into fears. You're actually giving it life. You're empowering it. That's what that means. What you love, you empower. If you put a whole lot of love into something, it could be a person. It could be, if you're a person who loves to cook and you put a whole lot of love into that dish or whatever it is that you're cooking, you're giving it life. You're sharing with people at your table this amazing meal. We know Thanksgiving is around the corner, so that's where people often empower their families, by putting love into the food that they serve their family. You know, what you empower, you attract. So, yes, if you put out negativity, if you give life to negative things, that is what you're going to attract. You're going to attract negative. If you put out positive, that is what you're going to get. You're going to get positive. So put out energy into things that are going to keep you motivated, that's going to keep you positive, that's going to keep you out there in a space that, where, you know, build a fence around your business so that no one can get a piece of you. You know, even when you will have those downtimes, even when you have those downtimes, don't allow someone to come in and further drag you down. Take that negative space, whatever it is, take it and turn it into a positive. Maybe you need to step away from business for a little while just to kind of get your bearings and kind of, you know, rest for a little while. Sometimes that's just your spirit and even God telling you, you need to rest, you need to take a breather, you know. But I just wanted to come on real quick today to talk about this. This is Onyx Queen. This is the Queen's Lair. I'm going to be coming on doing podcasts. I am going to have live shows as well where I have guests coming on. But I wanted to get this in there to talk about staying motivated in business, because as entrepreneurs, that is something that we need every single day. So again, if you want to follow us online, we're Onyx Queen Media on everything. Instagram, Twitter, onyxqueenmedia.com. Look forward to hearing from you guys. Email me, info@onyxqueenmedia.com. If you want to find me on Twitter or Instagram, all you got to do is just type in Onyx Queen Media and you'll find me very easily. This is Onyx Queen signing out. Stay motivated, you guys.
This is Onyx Queen, and you're listening to to the queen's lair.